Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
This podcast is brought to you by Homo Casino Resort, the player's place.
Wow. Good morning, everybody. Ben and Woods, 97.3 The Fan. Let's get our heads right on a Thursday. This has been quite a long, drawn-out, wet, moist week. It's not over yet. I did wake up this morning thinking it was Friday. I was feeling good for a hot second. And nope, we're going to do 4 hours today and four tomorrow. But that's all right. Very grateful to have this gig with my friends, Paul Reindl, the executive producer of the program. Good morning, Paulie.
Hey, how are you?
Paulie going old school today with a Seattle Supersonics vintage throwback cap. That looks really good. One of the best names in sports franchise history.
My beloveds.
The Seattle Supersonics. Sonics was cool. Supersonics is even better.
I was born in 90, so I got to grow up with the Sean Kemp, Gary Payton era. It was so
elite.
Much fun.
The glove, dude. Gary, yeah. I loved that team. They had some good ass players, and they were name checked in a song, and I can't remember.
Ice Cube.
Was it Ice Cube? The Lakers beat the Supersonics. But I thought there was another one. Was it Beastie Boys?
Maybe.
Song too? Maybe. I need to figure it out. One of those horrible things that happened in basketball when the Sonics left Seattle. You know, it's.
The team was sold, but the previous owner said that the new owner would definitely not move the team, and all the fans believed it.
Yeah.
And then the team was sold, and the new owner that said he would never move the team in a city that loved them.
And to a city where he was from.
Right.
Right. Right.
Just saying, be weary if the Seidlers sell to anybody from Oklahoma City.
Yes, basically. The Oklahoma City Padres is not going to have the same ring to it. The OKP. Ben Higgins, your friendly neighborhood sports anchor. He also suffers from post-traumatic stress disorder of his favorite football team leaving our fair burg many years ago. Haven't really gotten over it. You haven't really done any work on yourself to get over
it. Not really.
So you're never going to get over
it. Just wallow in my anger still.
It is funny because, you know, many times on this program, we talk about men's mental health a lot, and I've encouraged Ben to get into therapy for many years. I encourage it for anybody listening.
No joy in my life.
Now, it would be priceless, Ben, to go in and like, well, what can I help you with? And he lays down on the couch. He's like, it's been 8 years. And the guy's like, yeah, Ben, what's troubling you? What's been on your mind and your soul and your heart for 8 years? And Ben's like, the Chargers leaving has wrecked me more than I imagined that it would.
But that supposes I want to get over it. I don't think I want to.
Oh, you want to keep the anger?
I want to keep it.
Okay,
like it's a seed that fuels a little bit.
I like that.
You know, I don't have a lot of edge in me, but that's the one spot where I can still find it. I agree with you. The Supersonics is a great.
It's a great name.
Great nickname.
It's a great nickname.
Chargers wasn't bad.
It was damn good.
Pretty good.
Yeah, damn good. Damn good.
What, and any other favorites that you've got? I think 49ers is cool.
Yeah.
No?
No. Never really did it for me.
You didn't like that one?
I thought the nickname Niners was cool. Raiders is a great name.
Raiders is good.
It's a great name. Yeah. Cowboys is a great name. You know? But yeah, I just looked over and I saw that hat this morning and I went, man, those were the days.
Astros, I like that one.
Yeah, Astros is good. Yeah, some creative names out there. Padres is the Padres. Yeah.
It's unique, which it is unique. I like uniqueness.
I do too. Oilers, that was a good one. Yeah, very, very good one. But they're gone. not coming back, and now they're to see them leave and really thrive has got to be tough for some Seattle Supersonics fans as well. And they, maybe they don't care at all.
It's been 20 years.
But it's such
almost.
a great city too that will you know, like ours, that will absolutely support an NBA team. Absolutely support an NBA
if
team.
If the Chargers went on like a run and won 3 Super Bowls in 5 years,
then you would go to therapy.
I would not be happy about that. I can take solace in the fact that since they've left, they've mostly been bad. And the seasons where they've been decent, they've, you know, fell apart in the playoffs once they got there.
All right, this is getting way too sportsy for me. I literally just wanted to comment on Paul's hat and make
great hat
and make fun of you.
5 minutes later, thank you.
And make fun of you for talking about football only in your therapy sessions. Have you guys started your Christmas shopping yet?
No. Christmas shopping.
Yeah.
It's not even Thanksgiving yet.
Yeah, I know. But Thanksgiving is next week. It's a week from today. Oh, can't wait. Mm-hmm. Cannot wait for Thanksgiving Day. You haven't bought anything?
No.
Have you been getting, have your kids, do you, are your kids of the age where you now have to like text them and say, hey, what do you morons want for Christmas? Or now have they come to you?
Honestly, I don't even know yet where we're having Christmas. We may go up and visit my son for Christmas.
Oh,
or he may come down
to the land of the Supersonics.
Exactly. We're still trying to decide what Christmas looks like.
And
until I do that, I don't think I'm going to start going out getting a lot of big boxes and stuff.
I need to give Graham some advice. If you want more presents, come home, because your parents aren't lugging a bunch of presents up to you. That's not going to happen. Like, it happens sparingly, but if you're like, all right, we're going to come see you, that's kind of your gift. That's a real drag for him. You know, that guy's 21 years old. He wants presents. He wants money. Probably going to need some electronics. He's into music. He needs a new amp, you know, a new foot pedal, whatever, new strings. You're not lugging all that stuff up on
a
plane.
But we can always take him on a post-Christmas
shopping spree
as his gift.
That's
while
true.
We're up there, which might be better than lugging the presents to begin with anyway.
I finally got some ideas from my wife, and one of them is a vacuum cleaner.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
That's usually considered the worst possible...
This is Paulie, yes, I was just going to say...
Worst possible gift you can give a spouse.
I was just going to say...
Trap.
So if I buy it, she could feasibly look at me and go, you bought me a vacuum cleaner for Christmas. Really? Okay. You literally asked for one. You said you needed a new one. I see how it is. I'm supposed to sit around the house and vacuum, and... You bought it for me, but you don't understand. You asked me to get one. You asked me to buy you one. I was testing you. Well, I just spent $500 on the world's best stick vacuum cleaner, and I failed the test, and I'm out $500. Which is probably, you think ahead, dude. I'll give it to you. I didn't. I'm a moron. I was like, oh yeah. I was so happy just to get the idea. Finally. One thing, like, because here's what she does to me. This is the other thing she does. Hey, I'm like, babe, how do we want to do gifts? She's like, nothing. I want nothing. And I'm like, I'll get you perfume, because I get her new perfume every Christmas. That's a standard bit. It's been going on forever. I will definitely get you that. And she knows that's coming without, but I don't want anything else. Okay, great. Christmas morning comes. She goes to her stocking. She gets her, I think I put a card in there. I maybe don't. And I put candy and stuff like that in her stocking with her perfume. And that's it for her. She loads me up with stuff. Oh, I got new shoes and new Vuori joggers. And I like this hoodie on you. And I'm sitting there going, oh my God, I'm a total scumbag.
Going through your wallet, you're like,
here, here's take some
40
cash.
Bucks.
can I give you some cash? And she does this to me every year. And I think I should know by now. But here's the other problem with Hannah. She knows she can go out. She knows exactly what I want and what I need. She can go out, Ben, and buy it, and I trust her, and I trust her eye for whatever. But I'm dressed in 90% of the stuff she bought me, and I trust her. I cannot go out on a lark and be like, yeah, I'll just go buy her a bunch of stuff. The disappointment in her face when she opens presents that she doesn't want is not – she doesn't fake it at all. She does not fake it. She goes – she'll open something and go – oh, I really didn't need this. And I'm like, oh, Like, I bought her Uggs one year. She's like, oh, no, I don't like these. And, I, you know, you hear that and you're like, can't you pretend that you do? Since I went out and, like, bought them and braved, you know, the 70-degree heat in the middle of winter to go buy your Uggs.
I think for me, it's, and I've done in the past, gone out and bought a sweater, something, you know, nice piece of clothing. And it's appreciated, and it's the thought that counts. But when push comes to shove, it never gets worn because I didn't do a good enough job picking out because
right.
I don't have an eye for it. I don't know what the difference between what's good and what's not good, what she would like versus what she wouldn't like.
Right.
And, you know, that's, I guess, part of my failing that I should know better as to, you know, but it's so hard to know someone else's eye for what style and what kind of clothing they're going to like.
There's a real good way around this, ladies. A real good way. Just tell us. Just tell us. Now, you eliminate the element of surprise.
Right.
When that happens.
But which is their favorite element a lot of the time.
No, it is not. No, it is not. I have tried the surprise. The surprise is open with, oh, no, I don't like this, or, oh, no, I don't want this. My wife has the, she's unable to fake it. Unable to. She doesn't have it in her to be like, oh, thank you. I love this so much. And then months go by, you're like, oh, you haven't worn that sweater I bought you.
That's what a normal person
does. Yes. My
Can
wife.
You not just like ask for like bacon. 10 ideas, and if you get 6 of the 10, you're pretty happy?
See, I think we're helping some ladies in the chat. Sarah says, I'm also that wife. I need to be better at giving ideas. We don't know what we want is the problem. Thank you for admitting it. Live on the radio, Sarah. I thank you. That's what I wanted to hear, is I really don't know what I want.
Like my,
you know that.
My immediate family here in San Diego is me, my wife, my sister-in-law, and my mother-in-law. And I'm like, I got 3 women to try to plan gifts for holiday
you're
season.
You're screwed.
We have like a group note on our app, on our phones, where we can literally link the thing. You see something on Amazon, Best Buy, whatever,
boom.
Copy the link, put it in on the Christmas list,
yeah,
and then you can just literally click the link from the list, go right to it, buy it. Everybody's happy.
Okay, but then it seems so transactional.
Contrived and transactional.
If everybody just puts a link of what they want to the other person, and then you're just waiting for Christmas, and you're going to buy it anyway, why doesn't everyone just buy what
their
they
own
want
stuff?
At, you know, right now, and you'll have it for an extra month, and everyone will be completely happy.
That's what I usually do. That's what
yeah.
I usually end up doing.
Yeah.
And in fact, my wife and I, like, within the last week, I literally, like, turn to her, and I go, do you, like, care to open anything on Christmas morning even? Like,
see,
Do you care? She's like, not really. I'm like,
I do.
If there's something I want, do I really need to wait for like 6 weeks to see if you get it? Or should I just get it now? She's like, just get it now. I don't care. Whatever.
A Christmas registry, like a wedding registry. I like it. I like it. Everybody goes and loads their stuff in. You don't get everything on your wedding.
No.
Some of you people on your wedding registry, you're like, hey, what is happening? $17,000 or something. I'm like, no. I'm going to get you the 4-piece. Dinette set. They're like, hey, why not shoot for the stars if some moron buys it?
Like, we don't need that $2,500 TV, but we want it.
I like that idea of a sort of registry.
That's and then
basically
that way, what we do. Yeah.
Because let's be honest, I do like to open presents. I like to open. I'm a 50-year-old man. I'm like, I like opening presents.
It's also more like, it's more like if you found a sweatshirt or a jacket that you wanted.
Yeah.
You wouldn't just say, hey, there was this black jacket at Vuori that I would like.
Yeah,
you
I would. I probably would. Well,
then you're probably not going to get it.
At this time of year. At this time of year, it's different. Like
I'm
now,
saying if you linked the exact jacket, then they would know exactly
which
one you wanted.
It's true. It's
rather
true.
Than, there was a sweatshirt. They're like, well, okay, I went to Vuori. They had 40 sweatshirts to choose from. Which one did he want?
Yeah, she's so good. With gifts, man. She is such an elite gift giver. An elite gift giver. Listens throughout the year, remembers what I want. Maybe that's the problem. I'm not picking up those year-long signals.
Yeah.
Also, and we know this, if you're married, you know that your wife, more than anything in the world, her number one wish is, I don't want to ask you. I want you to either have listened or I want you to actually read my mind.
Of course.
I want you to look inside me. Whoa. That's different. That's a different night altogether. I want you to look into my eyes, stare at me, and know through ESP, this is what I want. I also want to trick you into maybe buying something sexist and what's the word I'm looking for?
Misogynistic.
So that then I can throw it in your face.
I believe that they are emitting the subtlest of clues about what they want. The subtlest.
So subtle.
Of clues over months' time.
Like if they say, oh, my foot hurts, immediately you're supposed to go, I need to get her new Hoka running shoes, right? Yeah. I need to then remember her size. Okay, got that. You need to really be dialed in and picking it up. This is on us.
Somebody's getting some fuzzy socks.
I bought her last year. I was, you know me, I'm on Instagram, I'm all whacked out on Ambien last year. This lady, girl walks in the room, it's a cold day, the husband goes, look what I got you. And it was like a full-on zip-up Snuggie, up to here with a hood. This woman runs at, her body temperature is about 66 degrees at all times. She's never warm, always cold, sleeps with a heater blanket on. I've told you about full terry cloth sweatsuit, full burlap robe, and a heater blanket. This is every night. So I'm like, who wouldn't want this? I'm zooted out of my mind on Ambien. Buy this big old comfy, cozy Snuggie. It comes. I wrap it. The whole thing. She's like, send it back. I was like,
So seems like a perfect idea.
Yeah. So even as I'm picking up all these clues and knowing she's always cold, I this will crush. She hated it. Hated it and sent it back immediately. And guess what? I kept the money. She's like, you can send it back and keep the money. I'm like, all right, cool. So these are the things then. Here we are. We're only what? How many weeks out from Christmas are we? Four?
Four and a half?
I think we need to get our S together. All of us. I haven't bought one gift yet.
We talked about doing something where, because we both don't really have a whole lot that we're even asking for. It's like, don't go buy something just to buy something. Like, Quite frankly, if you see something you want, just get it now. We're fine with that. We were like coming up with like maybe a list of like a handful of items.
Yeah.
Where you both, it's like, okay, something that she can wear, something that she needs for around the house,
right.
Something that she needs for work,
right.
Something like that. And then we all have like a little bit of a criteria and it's like, okay, cool, that's fun.
But I do feel like every man, we should be coming up with at least one gift per Christmas that says, oh my God, you were listening. Oh my gosh, thank you so much. You need to have one gift at Christmas that absolutely knocks her socks off, right? And like, I can't go out and buy her a Rolex or anything like that, but like, there should be something there that she opens and goes, babe, that is so thoughtful. It's so thoughtful. You know what my wife really wants? You know what her number one gift is?
A mop.
A very professional mop, like the ones that would.
I show up
Christmas morning with the yellow bucket. Here you go, as you like. You've always wanted, Polly. She would attack me with a knife. You know what she wants?
She wants a sign that says "Caution: Slippery."
Yeah,
Ugado.
Yeah,
Ugado. Mojado.
She wants me to. She wants more than anything. She saw it on some famous guy. She wants the wedding ring tattoo. She wants the tattooed wedding ring.
She wants
me
to get tattooed.
She wants me to get tattooed like a dog urinating on his mark. And I, for multiple reasons, I'm like, all right. The main reason, though, is that it will hurt. That's the number one reason I think that I'm scared to do it. If I got it, I think I'm out of buying her presents for like 5 years. I think that's like the only thing she wants, and I haven't done it. I think it'll hurt on the finger.
Hmm.
What if I do a very thin line? Just very thin.
If you're going to do anything, might as well just do it.
Big, thick wedding tattoo. Yeah. So that's what she wants. But we need to be listening, guys. It's that time of year. If you haven't already, you're already behind the eight ball. You're way behind the eight ball. You only got a month left. And now you're going to be cramming for the test.
So my wife's birthday is next week, so I got to get through birthday, then play. Like anything that's a Christmas gift, anything that could be a Christmas gift, I'm like, is that a birthday gift?
That's tough, too.
Got to balance those out.
I think for me, when I don't come up with that perfect idea, what really stresses me out actually is
spending money. We know.
No, it's how to get started. Because I'll sit there. Do I just walk around the mall? I hate doing that. Like, try to find something, like, randomly walk around the mall until inspiration strikes. That never works.
You want to talk about the most worthless pilgrimage of all time is that one.
So worthless.
It's worthless. So you get a nice lunch, and you sit there for a while by yourself, and you're like, hey, this is nice. Christmas music, people around. It's beautiful. Nothing
happens. Nothing happens when you walk around the mall. Or you can sit in front of your computer online and just start going, gifts for wife. Google, like, enter the search term. And that doesn't do any good either. There's no real good way to start the process of buying something when you have no idea.
Ladies, just tell us what you're going to get.
Here's my question.
Tell us what you want.
You watch TV right now, any commercial break is going to have at least 2 to 3 car commercials. It's the holiday season, and you see the family, you know, is opening presents, and then
the wife comes.
You look out the window, and dad shows up in a new BMW.
The new Lexus.
And I go, I understand E-class. Holiday sales. I understand how marketing works. Does anybody in your, do you know anyone in your life that ever surprised somebody, a family member, with a $60,000 car?
You know that $60,000. What do you get? $80,000.
$90,000. Now, like, you're right.
You know, it's my greatest fantasy. Both of them. One, to be able to get it, but one to also give it. And knowing my wife, she would walk outside and go, "Oh no, I don't like Land Rovers." This thing cost me a fortune.
She's I would be more like
I'm happy in mine.
You made a $100,000 investment
without talking about me. You made a major family life decision.
Does it turn on?
I don't think I would care. If it was something I really wanted. Like, there's a couple cars out there that if I got, I'd be like, running out, you know, dancing on the cover of it, like the Whitesnake video. Like, I would be so happy. But, I mean, she would not. It would have to be something like really sick, like the sickest thing imaginable, because she's really happy in her car. So,
like, we're thinking about getting a new dog here pretty soon. Yeah. If I did the whole show up Christmas morning and I picked out the new dog
in a box, she'd kill you.
Be like, are you insane?
Yeah, mine too. I could, like, never just bring a cat home.
Why would we not? We didn't get to do that together. Right. Like, are you kidding me? You made a major decision.
Basically, what we're trying to say is that we can't win, and we are going to try again. We're going to keep trying and keep trying, but we really can't win at this point. So,
you guys have decorations up yet?
No. I think we're going to start. We bought a new tree that's going to be shipped to us, and it hasn't come yet. So as soon as that comes, and
fake tree,
and it'll be here for, we'll have it for a long time. It's awesome. It's huge. Like, all the lights and everything is great. Like,
I don't know a lot of people that still go with the real trees anymore.
I'd like to, but
I'm not against it.
Nothing against either for me. Like, whatever's convenient you and yours.
Until last year, we always went with the real tree. We also had a fake tree. So we had two trees for a while.
Yeah.
And last year we finally decided,
just go with the fake.
Let's just put up the fake one.
Yeah. So we'll do that one. And then the people do it like, oh, we do it the day after Thanksgiving. Hannah's like, we're going to do it as soon as that thing hits the front porch. And I said, that's fine.
My tree's been up for 10 days.
I feel a little weird walking in my home right now and it's not real holiday.
It's the best.
Specific.
We did like a week and a half ago, and you walk in and the lights are on. Everything just feels, ridiculously different.
It feels
and homey
better.
And just comfortable.
It's cozy.
Winter, and I'm like, it doesn't have to only be for December. Absolutely not.
Yeah, I actually am in favor of like November 1st through the holiday season, because it does make me feel better. The lights and it just feels great. I love the
it's
holiday
getting darker
season.
Out earlier. It just feels,
yeah, it feels better.
It's different.
Feels better, 100%. All right, man. Well, get your ass together, fellas out there, because you're running out of time. That's my PSA to you this morning.
All right, we will set the menu for the program when we come back. Glad everyone's here with us on a Thursday, not a Friday, Woods. Getting started with Ben and Woods and Paul. Get our first check of traffic with Kelly Danick, and then we are off and running here on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. GEGE 000466. For a full list of games and rules, play at 7 Mile Casino. Visit 7milecasino.com.
Feels like a lot of the time, one of our first spots of the day is to talk about 7 Mile Casino, which I actually like because it's a 24/7 option in San Diego. It's a town that doesn't have a lot of 24/7 options. But not everybody's on the same schedule. If you're looking for a place to hang out right now, 6:25 in the morning, you can go play some California-style blackjack, Texas Hold'em, Pai Gal Poker, or Baccarat any time of the day, any day of the week.
That's right. They got all the card games that you're looking to play. They don't have slot machines. So if you like slots, hey, I'm not judging you. I just don't like hearing them when I'm in there playing cards. They can get a little bit annoying. It's a smoke-free environment as well. It's clean. It's bright. It's airy. It doesn't feel like a card room. Feels more like a card warehouse. Does that make sense? It's not quite a room. It's like a little, it's way bigger than a room, not quite as big
of
a warehouse.
Warehouse has a drab connotation.
That's
though.
True. You're right.
This is not.
Cathedral.
It's not, there you
like
go.
A card cathedral. So, and best part, just 7 minutes from
it's a
downtown.
A bit of a holy experience
it
when
is.
You walk in, for
it
sure.
Is. Absolutely.
No, yeah, no long drive out to the East County, braving the dangerous roads during rains. Coming up this weekend again, looking for a place to play inside, indoor activities. Check it out. 7 Mile Casino in Chula Vista, just 7 minutes from downtown.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.
You open your San Diego Union-Tribune sports section this morning, if anyone actually even receives the hard copy of the paper anymore. If you go online to the sports section of the Union-Tribune and you click on their lead story, the number one story right now, the first two words of that story are Stephen Woods.
Oh, what did I do?
Which surprised me.
Has been arrested.
Because I click on all the stories and I go, well, Stephen Woods.
I know him.
The first two words of this story, that can't be good. But it was actually good. It was very touching. Jeff Sanders, one of their baseball writers, had a piece about Randy Jones, who, of course, passed away yesterday. Happened while we were on the air. It was a very, very tough day. But for the most part, sharing memories of Randy with people all day long
all
was
day.
Quite enjoyable. Talking about Randy just always brings a smile to all of our faces. And it sounds like you brought a smile to Jeff's face as well when you shared some of your stories about Randy for this piece, because he led right off the lead. Stephen Woods had thrown 15 innings in 3 days, so a heavy arm made it hard for the Ben and Woods co-host to find the strike zone the deeper he got into Padres fantasy camp. Still, as far as Randy Jones was concerned, there was no safe spaces on a baseball field. He would drive by in his cart and yell, "Woodsy, think you'll ever throw an effing strike?" Woodsy recalled with a laugh. He loved to heckle me. Then he'd put his arm around you. He made you feel so special.
Every time.
That's very nice, Woods.
Every time, man. Jeff reached out right after the show yesterday and DM'd me and said, "Hey, I'm imagining you've been at every camp. I bet you got some good Randy Jones stories." I said, "Yeah, here's my number." I said, "I'll be in the car in 5 minutes. Give me a call." So I chatted with Jeff for about 15 minutes. Great dude. And had no idea. I mean, I knew some stories would make it in there. I had no idea that I would look down. Paulie said it last night. I was like, whoa, it freaked me out.
You had mentioned that Jeff reached out, so I had an idea that might be coming and that you might be in that article. And I saw it was posted. I started reading it. Or when I opened it, I was sitting on the couch and went, whoa.
Yeah, like, it freaked me out when you sent it to me. It really did. But no, I mean, he was great. He loved to do that. I mean, that's how, like, a lot of us, I love to heckle and I love to also give love, you know, and he was a great example of that. And he would, I mean, he would wear me out, but it wasn't just me. It was everyone. He'd wear everyone out there. Like, you going to get a hit ever? I'd be on deck, you know, he's like, oh boy, here comes ground out to short. I'm like, will you shut up, please? I'm already like a mental case.
He was the master of the endearing insult.
Correct.
Which is a weird concept when you think about it. Just relentlessly.
Relentless.
Relentlessly make fun of other people. And heckle. Normally we'd say,
get away with it.
Well, that's the sign of a bully. Like a big jerk who all they do is make fun of other people.
He always did it with a smile,
though. And Randy did it all the time.
Yeah.
And you loved it when he did it. You just loved it when he made fun of you.
Yep.
Because he was so good at it, and he did it with a twinkle in his eye.
You almost felt bad if he didn't.
Exactly.
And
what was wrong with you?
I knew he was going to heckle me. And there'd be times he'd drive by on his cart, and I would be like this. Like, making sure he saw me so that he could heckle me. Does that make sense? Like, hey, come on. It's like a dog. Like, you want to be petted. Like, so, hey, I'm right here. I'm on deck. If you need anything, I'm right here.
Look how dumb I look.
Look how stupid I look. He was one of one, man. He was one of one. And I think it was the first year of fantasy camp. We had two teams, and each team had like 11 guys. And like, who pitches on our team? I raised my hand. They're like, all right, well, you're going to pitch. I threw a complete game the first day. And then the next day, they're like, can you go? I was like, sure. And then the next day.
You're a regular Yoshinobu Yamamoto
Bro, I was in hell. And this is, what, 7-8 years ago? So
Yeah, 2019.
Little less tread on the arm. I mean, I was throwing 50 miles an hour up there by the last day. I was just like, I'm just trying to throw strikes and get ground balls to hit to Paulie so we can get outs. But it was, I mean, I'd just be dangling. And he'd be there busting my balls the whole time. I'm like, you never threw 3 days in a row, starter, take, you know, 4 days off. Yeah, but I threw 130 pitches, most of them strikes. I'm like, yeah, fair enough. Yeah, your arm wouldn't hurt so bad if you threw more strikes. Yeah, also very fair.
Not wrong.
I loved reading just other people's memories as well of his career. Of course, I never got to see Randy pitch. He was retired when I was still very young. I think 1980 was his last season. If I did, I don't really remember it, but... You know, I've heard him tell some of the stories before, but first batter, Willie Mays of his big league career gave up a home run. First start, Hank Aaron gave up a home run.
Good God.
Got it out of the way very quickly, but also, you know, came out of those first couple of experiences feeling, but I can get these guys out on this level. I can do it. And the story that I think one of them, that Jeff wrote, was in Marie, his wife, who's fantastic, and heart goes out to Marie this morning. Love Marie.
Yeah.
She didn't believe it. She goes, really? You can get these guys out? I don't know about that. Because she would do the same thing. She was perfect for him because she would also...
Bust his balls.
Exactly.
Did you hear Darren Smith's story?
I don't think so, no.
So he posted a story yesterday on his podcast. And, you know, he knew Randy very well. Very, very well. Did pre and post and all that with him for years. Him and Nev, I think. And there was a picture.
Plan.
That's right. There was a picture too. Funny, I'd like to see the old pictures of Darren when he had like the skater haircut. It freaks me out. Like when I see it, I'm like, boy, you are, that is as 90s as it gets. Like puddle of mud, Darren Smith.
But he was out from the East Coast.
Yeah, long hair. So he was in Vegas, and he sees Pete Rose signing autographs, and he kind of walks up. He's like, hey, Pete, I've met you before. I work with Randy Jones. And he said, Pete Rose looks up and he goes, Randy Jones, I would have had 5,000 hits if it wasn't for that guy. I was like, oh, what an elite comment and story. But
can you even get Pete Rose to say something nice and magnanimous? You know, you must have been something special.
You know, you must have been good, man. Just drove him crazy. So, yeah, I was thinking about him driving in this morning and It was a cool thing to see my name in the paper, though. I can't deny that was pretty cool.
Coming up on the program today, Throwback Thursday, Paulie will have some clips for us from past years of the show. We'll talk more about some of the big stories in baseball. Obviously, Evan Drellick's piece about labor relations, also the media deal. We talked a little bit about it yesterday. Everyone was asking me questions. What does this mean for the Padres? ESPN taking over, the broadcast for the San Diego Padres. I think ultimately... Right now, at least, not that much. In the future, it could be a big game changer. But got a new story this morning. It's called Rob Manfred's billion-dollar mistake that he made for Major League Baseball. And we'll talk more about the media
deals
coming up as well.
Keep crushing it.
got our stay hot.
Regular features, don't do this. Real or fake on a Throwback Thursday, chance to qualify for a trip to Las Vegas, our biggest fan contest, our Rindle Report, and an NFL threesome in our 9 o'clock hour as well, looking ahead to the football weekend coming up. Let's check traffic, though, and talk a little baseball on the other side here with Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Well, guess I'm Ben Woods up here on the David P. Shapiro Fan Hotline. David P. Shapiro, criminal defense attorney, is helping good people regain control of their future when charged with a crime since 2010. Visit DavidPShapiroLaw.com. I know Paulie reached out to Andrew Marchand of The Athletic, reports on media and business.
He's at The Athletic now?
He is at The Athletic now, because I'm reading his piece in The Athletic right at this moment about...
It was like New York Post or something.
He has worked for a number of sports business journal. He's worked for a number of different outlets.
He's good.
But this piece in The Athletic is about Rob Manfred's nearly $1 billion mistake, which most of us don't get to make a $1 billion mistake and keep our jobs.
Most of us don't get to make a $300 mistake and keep our jobs.
So when they negotiated the last media rights deal with ESPN, it was Rob Manfred who insisted on including an opt-out for Major League Baseball. And because of that, ESPN and their top executive, their chairman, Jimmy Pitaro, said, okay, but then we want to have an opt-out as well. And Rob Manfred said, sure. So last year rolls around, and you'll remember ESPN is the one that exercised their opt-out in the contract. Had there been no opt-out, ESPN would have been on the hook for about $1.65 billion in rights fees over the next 3 years. But once ESPN opted out and they just completed the renegotiation for the next 3 years, it's only going to be about $750 million total, which means Major League Baseball, with that opt-out, cost themselves about $900 million in rights fees because the market, you know, had changed for Major League Baseball with all the contraction of the local, you know, the Bally Sports and everything. It just wasn't in the same place.
So instead of just not giving them an opt-out, they're going to get $1.65 billion.
Right. Just would have written out the contract 3 more years. ESPN would have had to pay $1.65 billion total.
So he opts out, and then he has to go scrambling for Netflix, NBC, Peacock.
And back to ESPN.
And back to ESPN
much lower price point.
Oh, my God. That's terrible business.
It is.
Terrible business.
It is.
So it's so funny because I don't think any of us in here, or even a lot of us listening, I don't think any of us really like the ESPN product as it pertains to baseball. I think it's gone downhill. And that's not normally something that, I notice, or that's not how I'm wired. Like, I don't notice or really care about that for the most part. I'm more of a functional, let's watch the game. But it's gotten so bad that I complain about a lot of stuff. That's not really something you hear me complain a lot about. It's terrible. It's terrible. Sunday night baseball has really gone down the drain from what we were used to, and it's just been terrible.
And now it's going away.
When they opted out.
In favor of NBC Sunday night baseball under this new deal.
So when ESPN opted out, I was like, woohoo, that's great news, great news. But you just said they're back with ESPN2 in a different capacity?
Yeah, they're going to have Thursday night games.
That's right.
And, of course, they're putting together the package for the local teams, including the San Diego Padres. I'm still not 100% sure, but from everything that I've been told, there's really not going to be much change when it comes to the production or where you can find Padres games. The only thing that really changes is maybe where you're sending your money to ESPN rather than directly to Major League Baseball for Padres.tv or MLB.tv. And potentially, you know, where you sign up. But in the long run, you're still going to probably be able to get the games either MLB app, streaming to your TV through Padres.tv, or on your regular local cable or satellite or streaming provider, whether it's Cox or Spectrum or DirecTV, where you were watching the games last season for the San Diego Padres is probably where you will be watching them again with the same announcers who are employed by the team. That is a Padres decision. That is not expected to change, according to everything that I've heard and seen reported in the last 24 hours as well. So for the fans, you may not notice a huge difference.
I disagree. Well, at least in the production. Okay, but here's the part of the article that makes me laugh. MLB now has national deals with Fox, TNT Sports, ESPN, NBC, Apple, and Netflix. It's too many. But they are the right types of places. This is a step forward considering Manfred and MLB did an exclusive Sunday morning deal with Roku for a paltry $10 million last year for some reason. It's now headed back to its original home of Peacock. Meanwhile, Amazon Prime Video, YouTube, and maybe Paramount-powered CBS Sports could have an interest in the Fall Classic when those rights come up for negotiation. There's too many options, and you as a consumer, if you really love baseball, you're going to have seven places again where you're going to have to subscribe to, get cable for, sign up for YouTube TV, whatever it may be. There's just too many places, and I think inherently, like, if you're a business and you can make money from one place, that's great. If you can make money from 10 places, I think you have to do it, but it does make it tougher on the consumer.
So this is directly from the San Diego Padres. Adam just sent this and said, they said we could share it with our tier ones. Said the Cliff Notes version for the 2026 season, nothing really changes for Padres TV. ESPN is strictly an additional streaming option. Our Padres.tv is still where we send people. In fact, you have an account, you can just renew and all is set. Or if you sign up for a new account, you can do it there. Basically, ESPN Stream is another place you can buy it. It's going to be the same production, though, by MLB Media. We've done the last 2.5 years. ESPN's not even involved. So it sounds like everything is pretty much going to be the same. Directors, producers, probably graphics, unless they decide to update them on their own, and announcers, you know, those will all be handled again by the Padres and Major League Baseball the way they've been done since Bally Sports went away.
I don't have YouTube TV, but I know a lot of people do, and I know that that's always been an issue. YouTube TV never allowed to get at least the Padres, and I know a lot of other live sports. So now that YouTube TV and Disney, they finally reached that agreement in the last week, will you be able to watch Padres games on YouTube TV? Because ESPN and Disney are available to YouTube TV.
That handshake deal I heard was done. They got it. YouTube TV and Disney, they're all everything.
Yeah, that's
as of like
done.
A few days ago, I had a friend text me.
You couldn't watch Padres on YouTube TV last season.
Could
that change because of the relationship? I don't know that the
two are... I know a lot of people have YouTube TV, and
a
lot of people
get frustrated
every year.
They may still need a separate agreement, a Padres.tv agreement to get it on YouTube TV.
Well, look, you know, we've said it before. Like, the way that I'm wired is I will support what my team needs. If my team needs me to sign up to Padres.tv and Hulu to watch their games, I'm going to do
it. You will, but it sounds like you don't have to do anything.
Okay.
If you already watched Padres games last year
on Cox,
either can renew
what
your monthly or your yearly subscription if you got it through Padres TV, or if you were already watching on Cox or Spectrum or DirecTV, you will simply continue to watch it in that way, and you won't have to do anything.
Okay.
So, really, other than maybe a renewal, a yes, like, or a
yeah.
an inaction, like, you know, don't stop charging me, I want to just keep yeah. going.
Keep going.
Doesn't sound like you're going to have to do anything at all, and the changes are going to be almost non-existent.
Do you agree with this sentiment from Bavacqua-Fina? Bavacqua-Fina? It's the same thing Preller did. Manny would have never signed his original contract without the opt-out. ESPN only signed their contract because they knew they could opt out.
No. They had already agreed on the contract. It was Manfred who wanted
the opt-out.
The opt-out.
Thinking, hey, if baseball is rolling and super healthy, we can even make more than 1.65.
And ESPN smartly said he wanted an opt-out. Well, if you get one, then we get one. And Major League Baseball agreed to that, and that was what was exercised. Now, after the fact, MLB said, well, we're also opting out, but that was more of the, you know, if you're going to do it, we're going to do it too. But they wouldn't have opted out.
They
would have kept the same deal for the next 3 years because no one willingly gives up $1 billion. I think that's pretty clear.
It would certainly appear that they did, though.
But yeah, they unwillingly gave up $1 billion.
That was a calculated roll of the dice that crapped out.
They can spin it in some positive ways. I think the change to NBC Sunday Night Baseball might end up being a really positive,
100%.
Good development, and that was made available because of this new negotiation, a new 3-year deal that wouldn't have been possible without the opt out. So they are going to expand to, you know, another platform. Maybe it's too many, as you just suggested earlier, but you're going to find it. We'll find NBC
sure.
Sunday Night Baseball. You know, Padres, I assume, will feature a few times over the course of the year. They've become a franchise that is somewhat desirable for those, you know, national TV dates. You know, back in the, you know, 10 years ago, Padres, never on Sunday Night Baseball. I mean, it was rare, very rare. Nowadays, yeah, you can expect to see them every 5-6 weeks. They'll hit, you know, Padres-Dodgers game, you know, a Padres interleague matchup against a sexy opponent like the Red Sox or the Yankees. Those will be featured on, you know, national Sunday night games. So I would imagine we will see some NBC Peacock games for the Padres this year.
Rob Manfred also talked about the Padres yesterday.
He did.
I don't know if you see this, saw this quote. He said, quote, "It's a really appealing franchise. They've done a great job building a fan base. The in-ballpark experience in San Diego is probably one of our best. They've got some great players. I expect there will be people that will be interested in buying." That's the most vanilla statement you can possibly make. But yeah, that's kind of what we're all hoping for.
Yeah, they're at the owners' meetings right now. A couple days where the owners get together at the start of the season and discuss things, and that's where Manfred was speaking about the TV issues and got asked about the San Diego Padres sale. If he had said anything else, I would have been shocked.
Correct.
Padres should be an attractive. He would have said that about the
Marlins or anybody.
Yeah, there's a lot of good things to like about that franchise. Should be plenty of buyers. You don't want to say otherwise, but I do think he's correct when he says Padres are an attractive franchise. A lot of good players, great experience, great ballpark experience.
Yep, we all know. And we know all of that.
And people will be interested in buying this team.
Yep.
I think he is being honest about that. All right, we are 1 hour in the books. We'll come back.
Wow, that was a fast hour.
Paulie's already got some throwback Thursday content. Two words for you. Blue moon.
Your childhood fantasies make me sad.
Coming up next on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.